Good morning. It's Friday morning, and well, by gosh, we're just on the edge of Halloween, Alan. Trick or treat.
That's right. You know, in our town of Great Barrington, they bus kids in from other towns, and they keep the and they keep the hours long. My view of Halloween should be, you know, an hour. That's enough. But I think it's a couple of 2.5 hours or something like that in Great Barrington. And it's going to be cold out there, so you got to dress warmly and go out there. You also got to spend a lot of money on candy.
I was going to ask you that. You don't give apples or
No. We give out candy, and we have a sort of one-per-customer rule. Hey, I saw you before.
And sometimes the adults dress up and try to act like kids.
Yeah, no. I mean, the right way to do it is for the parents to bring the children with them. But there comes that transition period when young people are no longer young. So, you know, a 30-year-old trick-or-treater, I'm just kidding. But there comes that point where we say, okay, now that's enough.
Well, yes, that is enough of this. Let's go into something else, which is Jeb Bush.
Well, Jeb Bush is presumed and always has been presumed to be the favorite of the Republican establishment. After all, they had two Bushes. The formula was right. They were able to win presidential elections the other day. Both Bushes came out in support of Jeb. But politics is not only substance, but it's also performance art. And Jeb Bush just is not a good performer. That's all there is to it. And it's very namby-pamby. When he speaks, he gets flustered and he gets angry. Can't do it. You take a look at the greatest contemporary performer of them all, who is Bill Clinton, and you see how he handles himself under the most stressful situations, which he gets himself into. I mean, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. But you watch him before the Congress, and there he is sitting in the well of the Congress. They're trying to impeach him, and he's fabulously adept on his feet. Bush just can't do that, and I think it's costing him dearly.
There's some talk in the news this morning about President Obama's 14 months left of his presidency and how he'll work with the new speaker, Paul Ryan.
Well, he says he can. He says he respects him. They've leaked that. Ryan has a big problem. Congress is in disrepute. There's no two ways about it. Everybody hates it. His conference is, of course, a mess. There are 3 or 4 separate divisions of his conference. He has to keep them all together. It's not going to be easy for him. And, you know, he had a helping hand from Boehner, who, as he got out, arranged so that there would not be the same old budget crisis, which makes the Republicans look even worse because it makes them look like they're willing to shut down the government. So that's avoided. For his part, Ryan goes ahead and says, you know, I don't like the way it was done, even though he has done it the way it was done before himself. But he's got a so-called clean slate, but the same forces are in place that have been there all along. So I don't see any great changes other than the fact that you'll have a different face at the head.
China ends one-child policy, now a two-child policy.
Well, it's interesting. Everything has consequences, and the consequences for the Chinese are that things are dropping off so that, you know, you need more people into the pipe, and it's going to take quite a while, even with a two-child policy, for enough people to be coming up to make the difference that they obviously want. It also shows the sort of dictatorial face of the Chinese in that they can tell people, you know, you can only have one child, and enforce it. And by the way, they really didn't enforce it. So now, two children, there's a general feeling that things are letting up a bit. And I think it was a smart move on their part on a number of levels. One of them is the political, two is the perception that maybe they're loosening up a little bit. And it's a lesson in what not to do if you're a dictatorship. Because if you get to that oppressive point where you tell people that they can't have a kid or two kids, you really have gotten to the point where you are alienating a lot of people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend. Happy Halloween to all. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday.
Well, yeah.